What will become of Slim Skinner and Marshall Will Holly? Will Charlie ever get her name in the title? And what would the radio theater be without a couple of Chekhov's guns? Tonight, the conclusion of the adventures of Slim Skinner and the Cowhands of the Range.
There is still a story in here somewhere, right?
I was beginning to wonder that myself. Surely there's a happily ever after, right?
Well, when last we left Slim and Will, they were lashed to a runaway train, headed for a bridge in the high Sierras.
That doesn't sound so bad.
But the bridge was out. They were headed to a 300-foot drop to the canyon below.
Okay, that sounds bad.
And the train?
Yes?
My God.
What is it? You can tell me.
It was a circus train!
Is that an elephant?
Meanwhile, back at the ranch...
Charlie, have you seen Slim and Marshall Holly?
They were out patrolling the High Sierras looking for those rustlers. Buckshot! Down, boy! Slim and Will are where?
Did he say runaway twain?
Train! Oh. They're tied to a train?
And it was a circus train?
Good boy, Buckshot. You know what this means?
This looks like a job for the maidens of the Purple Sage.
That's right. For Charlie and Aunt Eller were more than they seemed. Whenever destiny called, they donned their masks to become Rio Rose and Lady Cimarron, the maidens of the Purple Sage.
You realize we haven't exactly been maidens for a while now.
Oh, hush. Just go with it.
Saddle up, Lady Cimarron. It's time to save the day.
Maidens of the Purple Sage, away!
You might think this was one of Charlie's ideas, giving her and Aunt Eller secret identities as masked Avengers of the Range. But no, it's all Slim's idea.
If we make you just as much of a hero, they'll have to include you in the title.
I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you.
Does that mean you don't want to do it?
Darn tootin', I want to do it. Are you kidding? Adventure and danger and ride, cowgirl, ride. Yee-haw!
But I was told that women didn't want adventure and danger. They wanted romance and matrimony.
Hogwash! I mean, I like romance and matrimony, too, depending. Whew. Are you just being silly?
I am always being silly with you.
Is that some kind of double entendre?
I'll say. The Syncopation Ranch had added another actor by this point. A Broadway star from the 20s and 30s who'd gone out west and wound up in radio, Ella Mayweather. She became Charlie's Aunt Eller in the show, and of course, Lady Cimarron.
I think they figured that one out. I'm not wearing my mask.
One night, before the week's recording session, Charlie asked if Ella had a moment.
I'm just curious about something, if you don't mind my asking.
Of course, Charlotte.
Ella was one of the few who could get away with calling her Charlotte.
You don't have children, do you?
No, dear. Just my theater family.
You ever regret that?
Not really. I don't think I was made for that. Never held any appeal. And once I found my way into the theater, there were more than enough to take care of. Why do you ask?
I don't know. Just got to thinking.
Just got to thinking, huh? Okay, here's a question. Do you like what you do?
What do you mean?
Writing the songs, writing the scripts, acting in the show. That alone is a lot of work. Do you like doing all that?
I love doing all that.
Do you like who you do it with?
Now that's a double entendre.
You know what I mean. Do you like making this show with these people?
I love it, Ella. I do.
And yet?
And yet.
Charlotte, I can't make your mind up for you. Only you can do that. Only you. But I do know one thing. If you did...
Yes?
I think you'd make one hell of a mother.
Shut your mouth.
I see what you did there.
Charlie never did become a mother. I don't know why, and I'm sure it's none of our business to know. But she and Slim, they had something special beyond making the shows and the films and the rest. They had one another.
There's the perfume of a million flowers, ooh, clinging to the heart of old Hawaii. There's a
he even does a good string guitar. Steel guitar. I'm sorry, steel guitar.
It has strings.
It does have strings. Well, this looks like a good time to hear from another one of our sponsors. As we record this, It's late in the evening on a cool autumn night, and I know what some of you must be thinking.
Man, I really need to get some mulch.
But dear, our lawn is so big, we're going to need a whole lot of mulch.
More than a couple of bags, that's for sure. Where to go? Where could we go?
Have no fear, friends. Nolan and Leroy have you and your garden covered. That's right. Nolan and Leroy's Bulk Mulch. Purveyors of only the finest mulches in southern Kentuckiana. Cypress, pine, cedar, you name it, they've got it. And none of this lava rock or recycled rubber. Only the finest wood will do.
Oh, my! Look at all that mulch!
How do they do it?
One word. Volume, volume, volume.
That's one word three times.
Is how much mulch you'll get. So remember, Nolan and Leroy's Bulk Mulch, located in the parking lot behind the abandoned White Castle on State Road 56. No, the other one. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call for appointment. If they're not there when you are, call to reschedule. They're flexible and ready to work with you. That's right, Nolan and Leroy's, where the tri-state goes to cypress, pine, cedar, and spruce up their lawns. You're listening to the Incomparable Radio Theater, live on stage at the Ohio Theater in downtown Madison, Indiana. I just want to take a moment to thank some of the real sponsors who've made this show possible. We'd like to thank the Jefferson County Board of Tourism for their generous grant.
Red Restaurants. And HH Apothecary.
MPS Printing.
And of course, the Friends of the Ohio Theater.
Woohoo!
Yay! Remember, all the ticket sales from tonight's show are going to the Friends of the Ohio Theater as they restore this building.
And hey, if you find yourself craving some chock full of coffee after all the repetition tonight, in the real world, you can find it at Red Roaster Cafe down the street. I promise. And if, like Gary, you're more of a tea drinker, you can find the Song of Wyoming, a blackberry sage oolong tea across the street at HH Apothecary.
See, I've got a question. Where do we go to find out what happens next?
Yeah, I'm a little curious about that myself.
As Paul Harvey would say, now it's time for the rest of the story. One autumn evening, not unlike this one, Slim and the boys were playing a local festival. They did a lot of personal appearances in those days, promoting the radio show, meeting the fans, showing off the films.
Welcome one and all to the Altadena Harvest Festival. Let's hear it for Slim Skinner and the Cowhands of the Rain.
Hey there, hi there, and a great big Western howdy, everyone. How many syncopation rangers do we have out here tonight? Wonderful. And what's the rule of the range for a syncopation ranger? Always, always be kind. That's right. Now, how about a song? What do you say, Vernon?
I think that's a good idea.
Ah, rose of old San Antone, deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with the memory, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment as strange as the blue up above, a moonlit past that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love.
Moon in all your splendor knows only my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antone, lips so sweet and tender like petals fall apart, speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit past down beside the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antone.
Thank you.
Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals fall apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moon that passed down beside the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antone.
A phone call had come for Slim just as they took the stage. Sometimes you take a message, but sometimes you take the call.
Hello? Hello, this is Slim Skinner.
Slim, it's Ella.
Well, gosh darn, Ella, you had me worried. We just started the show.
Slim.
And the MC came to get me in the middle of Rose of San Antone. And
Slim.
And what is it?
It's Charlotte. Charlie.
What do you mean?
There's been... Well, she was out riding, and I guess a snake or something spooked the horse. It reared up.
Ella?
You should get back here.
And he did. That was the night that everything changed. In the end, Charlie recovered from the fall, but she never did get on stage again.
And for the most part, neither did Slim.
Now I know what you're thinking. Wasn't there a TV show? More movies? Concerts? State fairs and such? Well, yes. There were all of those things and more. But you see this guy over here? Vernon Fork? Look closely. That's probably the Slim Skinner you grew up with. You see, Slim here went back to being Irwin Orville O'Neill, Wynn to his friends. He licensed the Slim Skinner name back to the producers.
So every episode of the TV show, every concert or album or what have you, Wynn had a piece of that. And Charlie kept writing songs and stories for the show for as long as she could.
Wynn even opened a chain of Slim Skinner fast food restaurants across the Southwest in the 1960s. Even had one in Laramie. And they were pretty good. The Syncopation Ranch dressing was very good.
But eventually, of course, time catches up to us all.
Wynn, look at me. You ever have any regrets?
You trying to tell me something?
Do you ever regret walking away from the spotlight?
Not for one second. As long as it meant spending those seconds with you.
And you said you couldn't write a song lyric.
One night in June, under the moon, I found the thrill of them all.
How could we know that night long ago that our lives would begin with the Vita Woo waltz?
I don't want to do this.
Do what?
This eulogize you before you go. Hell, I don't even want you to go.
Irwin O'Neill, I'm not going anywhere.
We talked with the doctors.
Look at me. I'm not going to die.
But...
Hush. As long as there are films and songs and recordings, I'm still here. Maybe time will stop for me, but that's all.
Charlie.
Time stops for all of us at some point, you know that. But as long as you remember the sound of my voice, the touch of my hand, and the song in my heart, I'll always be with you.
Can we dance all along to the Vida Woo? One, two, three.
And lo and behold, she was.
Now, you're probably wondering whatever became of Wynn and the cowhands of the range. I know I would. Remember all the way back at the beginning when I mentioned my mother and the sage and Song of Wyoming and all that?
I was hoping you were going to close that loop.
Here's a good lesson, writers. If you mention your mother and a cowboy song in the first act, you know they have to go off by the end.
I believe they call that Chekhov's tumbleweeds.
About 15 years ago, I was visiting my parents in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we went to the state fair. Not because we were into state fairs or rodeos or anything, but after that night's rodeo, the featured concert was, yes, you guessed it, Slim Skinner and the Cowhands of the Range.
Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawn, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Now, I know it was Vernon here as Slim, but it was still the Cowhands, and they put on a great show. And yet, by the time they'd gotten to about this point in the show, they still hadn't done Song of Wyoming. They finished another song, the applause died down, and then...
Ladies and gentlemen, Syncopation Rangers, I have a confession to make. My name is Vernon Fork, and I've played the role of Slim Skinner for all these years. It was only ever a role for me, but tonight we have a special guest in the audience, and I'd like to have him join us here on stage. Will the real Slim Skinner please stand up?
And as Wynn made his way to the stage to join them, you guessed it. The band started into Song of Wyoming. Vernon encouraged Wynn to take the lead, to sing one more time. And so he did. Now, here's the thing. All my life, all those times I'd heard that song, I thought it only had two verses. I had never heard the third verse.
It's whiskey and tobacco and bitter black coffee. Lonesome old dogey am I, sleeping out on the range. Lord, I feel like an angel, feel like I almost could fly. Drift like a cloud out over the badlands, sing like a bird in a tree. The wind in the sage sounds like heaven whispering a song of Wyoming for me. A song of Wyoming for me.
And with that, Wynn stepped out of the spotlight. Time stopped for him not too long after, and for my mother a year or two after that. And to this day, when I try to sing the song, I get to that line. The wind in the sage sounds like heaven whispering. I can't do it. That's okay, I'll get there. It'll happen. I'd like to think wherever they are, Slim and Charlie are reunited. Maybe they and my mother are watching us tonight. After all, we're remembering the sound of their voices, the songs in their hearts. And as we come to the end of this show, I'd like to think they're looking at us and thinking, you know, you got one more song left and you know which one it is, right?
May the rose rise up before you and the wind be at your back. May the sun shine down upon your journey home. Wherever you may wander, wherever you may roam, I wish you well until we meet again. When dark clouds fall around you, all surrounding you with woe, well, I cherish you and thought you ought to know. Wherever you meander, wherever you may roam, I wish you well until we meet again. Riding down the canyon just to watch the sun go down. And if we get separated, well, I'll meet you back in town. May your life be full of laughter and your pocket full of gold. May your heart be filled with all the joy and love one heart can hold. Wherever you may wander, whatever you've been told, I wish you well until we meet again. Friends, I wish you well until we meet again. Some say see you later, and the French say au revoir, cause I know we'll meet again one day underneath that Texas star. Now the roundup time is over, and we leave the home corral, never knowing where or when our journey ends. We started out as strangers, we parted now as friends, so fare thee well until we meet again. Friends, I wish you well until we meet again. Friends, please be well until we meet again.
These have been the adventures of Slim Skinner, Charlie Russell, and the Cowhands of the Range. Brought to you by Chock Full of Coffee, the coffee with the extra special secret ingredient, more coffee on the incomparable Radio Theater. You've been listening to the dulcet tones of Gregory Maupin as the real Slim Skinner, Abigail Bailey Maupin as Charlie Russell, Jeff Brodigam, Stephanie Hellman, and the music of Kentucky's own Suede Saddle, J. Brian Heath, Matthew Lason, Jamie Dixon, and Mike O'Brien. The script was written by Modesty Forbids. I'm your host, David J. Lohr, wishing you well until we meet again.
Happy trails to you.
Sing it with us.
We meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Until we meet.
Now go home, we're finally done.